Zaf, we got to four lines down. The Gemara says Itmar. Itmar kinyan ad emasai chozer. So when a person does a kinyan, up until what point does it allow a person to retract? Is that kinyan final immediately, or he's got some time? So there's a bit of machlok is what exactly he's referring to. You simply read the Gemara, it sounds like any type of kinyan. But there is a machlok as we showed him. Some Rishonim say it refers to all types of kinyanim. And it's important to read the context of the Rashbam. Rashbam writes here, Kinyan ad emasai, it's much further down in the Gemara here. Ad emasai yachol lachzor, it's around 15 lines up. V'kein kasa b'perushei Rabbeinu Chananel, b'bein matnas bari, b'bein matnas shchimera b'miktas. Now, shchimera in general, a person who's on his deathbed entirely, that's a whole other story. But a person is giving a gift over, or partially a sick person, this bay kinyan mairi, where he has the ability to make a kinyan to transfer his property over to someone. He gives a makes a kinyan. At what point is he allowed to retract on this levatlo to say, you know, I don't want that kinyan. I want to take that gift back. People are not intending on giving over the property immediately. In order that they fulfill certain conditions, that they're going to explain afterwards. So the Kimle the Rabban understood that people makne over with certain strings attached. They do a kinyan right away and saying they'll give it themselves a few moments to make some conditions. Do I really want to do this or not? So the Rashbam seems to be referring to all types of kinyanim.
So which one is it? Because Shchiv Mera makes sense. So which is the Matnas Bari that he's referring to?
No, regular case.
That he's not mechaven to give it to him immediately.
Exactly. I give you a gift and I say, you know, but give me a few moments to think about, do I really want to give you this gift or not? Which doesn't really make much sense to us.
Because
Shchiv
Mera makes a lot of sense.
Right, but the Rashbam says Shchiv Mera only. It's only a partially sick person, as opposed to Shchiv Mera, you know, legamre, a whole other story.
The there is that he can definitely.
Exactly. So now, according to the Rishon who say it's not referring to all kinyanim. If you do a Mashicha, and I say, you know what, I actually want that back. That doesn't sound like it's correct. So with the other Rishon say this is referring to a kinyan sudar only. You do a little handkerchief. And that handkerchief, kinyan sudar, that has the ability, according to most Rishonim, to retract, as opposed to a Mashicha or a Mesira Hagbah. Once you do that Maisa kinyan, it's final. So what makes kinyan sudar any different? So some say that since kinyan sudar is not on the actual chevta, it's not the phone, I'm giving you a phone, it's some other object, so that shows it's not as strong and gives me some leeway to retract on such a kinyan. That's according to some Rishonim. And other Rishonim say no, because kinyan sudar is a kinyan you make without much thought beforehand. You know, if I'm going to sell you a house, there's obviously weeks and months preparing for that. If I'm selling you a car, selling you something else, there's some thought process, and by doing a mashiach or hagbah, kinyan sudar is, you know, let's make a deal right now. Yeah, I'll take my handkerchief out and then pick it up. That's into it's a more of a sudden type of acquisition. So Chachamim, it was understood that you and I thought, let's give ourselves a few moments to think about this after we do the kinyan sudar. Do we really want to go through this process? And that, to me, makes more sense of kinyan sudar as opposed to all other kinyanim takes effect immediately. So, again, the Gemara asks, ad emasai chozer, so referring to a kinyan, at what point do you have the ability to retract? So the machlok is Rabba Rav Yosef. Rabba says, amar kol zman sheyoshvin. So long as they're still sitting and having this conversation, so then you could retract. But the moment you get up, so that kinyan sudar is considered final, according to Rabba. Rav Yosef argues and says, amar no, as long as you're still talking about that topic. But once you've changed discussion, changed topic of discussion, then the conversation's over and then the acquisition is final. So the Gemara says, Amar of Yosef, Rav Yosef says, Kivasi didi mistaver. My position, that's all about Kolzman she'oskin ba'osa inin, so long as we're on that topic, that's a kinin, that makes more sense. So once the conversation's over, though, the kinin's final. How can we make sense? So he quotes Gemara's from yesterday, Damar Rav Yehuda, Shlosha Shenichim, Shulavake Zachola. Three people go in to visit a person who's ill. So Ratsu Kosin, Ratsu Osindin. They have the option of either writing down the Edus so that they could, to remind themselves when to testify, or they could perform a din because they have three people there. So now, Visakadaitach, Kosman Shioshvin, Lechosh Dilma Hadarbei. If you hold like Rabba, that's so long as they're sitting, so the decision's not over, the kinyan's not over. So how could two people come in and make a din Torah and finalize everything? It's possible when they walk out, so So there's still the chol is still sitting down. He might change his mind or something, and therefore it doesn't. It's not going to be a good acquisition. So it's a little strange, this question. The Gemara is going to answer, as you're probably all assuming. But just look at the Rashbam for a moment. Rashbam says, if you look six lines up, that's referring to a person who's somewhat ill. Ubekin and Myri, they made an acquisition. So three people come in, and Ruvain the Chola says, I want to give my property to this person and to that person. And the Shlosha Dorim say, okay, that's a din, that's final. So then, the Gemara says, the Rashbam, quoting the Gemara, Leichesh Dilmahadarbe. Vamai, Kamar Ratsu also din. Well, how could you say the din's final when the three people come to visit? Dimashma Ba'osa Maimed, when they're still there, they're still present. Maimed doesn't mean stand here, it refers to that that particular meeting. The Afa Pisha Dain Yoshrin, even though they're still sitting down, Osen Din Gamar. So three of us go visit Ruvain, who's sick. Ruvain tells us what to do. We're sitting down, we give a psak din, and we're still sitting down, and it's final. So we see it's nothing to do with the Yoshrin. It's not standing or sitting, it's about did the Osen Ba'osa in or not. We made a decision about Nechazim. Now let's talk about the Yankees. So once you change topics, so then it's final. So the Rashbam says, "Vamai, ha yakeven diyachal achzibo vivatel hadin lahavidin." If we're still sitting around, you could still change the din. How could you say it's final? So we must be, says Rav Yosef, that it's not about yeshiva versus amida. It's about oskin beoso inin. That's the proof he has from the story of Shloshe levakir din, the levakir zachola. So the Gemara now says, "Amar Rav Ashi." He presented this discussion to Rav Kana, see what his thoughts were. Rav Yosef, Minicha, so Rav Kana says, does this Brisa make any more sense to Rav Yosef? Minicha lechosh duma haderbe? Maybe for Rav Yosef the same thing. So what's the question here for Rav Yosef?
Still in the same meaning.
So that, exactly. So maybe he doesn't. No one said that they changed topics. No. They're talking about what to do with the property. They say, okay, you want to do that? We'll do that. And they start discussing more about the same topic of where the property should go. So why is it any better for Rav Yosef than it is for Rabba?
Must be two Rav Kahanas. This is Rav Ashi and Rav Kahana. And before we had Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi.
Before we had, where we have Rav?
We had Rav told Rav Kahana that you shouldn't be mavazah, you shouldn't be embarrassed of doing certain work that's kind of menial labor.
Oh, right.
Blah, 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 blah.
Make a living.
Rav is practically a Tana.
Uh-huh. I see.
Is the latest.
Very good. So I told you, there's a Tosos that could be in either Chulin or Kedushin in both places where he has steers of, not for the reasons of historically that you're pointing out, but for whether Rav Kana is a Kohen or not a Kohen. So he says there are two Rav Kanas. So this supports that idea. Historically, it wouldn't make sense that Rav Kana would meet Rav Ashi and also meet Rav unless he had Richas Yamim, his Muflok. Who we saw, someone, who was that?
Yohanes,
Muflok Bishonim. Okay. So tomorrow is Ella. So how is Rav Yosef going to get out of this problem? Maybe there's still again Oskin Ba'osa Inyan. So he says Islachal Meimar Deshlika Minyana Minyana. They're changing topics. So that's why Sahachanami the Kamei V'Adar Yasvi. So maybe the same thing that Rabba could get out of this. They were sitting down. They were talking at the Chola. They said, let's make a decision. Okay, you want the properties to go to Reuven, Shimon, Levi? Fine. They stood up. So that finalized the kiddin, and then they sat back down again and continued on a different or the same conversation. So again, there's no indication from that Bryce alone. You could interpret it either they switched from topic to topic, or they sat, stood, and then sat again. And therefore, there is no raya. The bottom line is what? How to be paskin? The Gemara says Hilchasa Kivase de Rav Yosef Bisader with regards to Inyan and Mechsa. The three halachas we paskin like Rav Yosef. And one is Sadeh. Sadeh, Rashbam refers to the Gemara in the first parak, something to do with a son buys a property next to his father. The father dies. So now there are a few other brothers, they all want the property from the father. The son who owns the property next to his father, he has the rights to get the property over the other brothers who live elsewhere. That's one halacha Rav Yosef says. The other halacha Inyan is our topic here. That kolz man she'oskin ba'oso inyan, you're allowed to be chozer on that kinnan, that's how we paskin as well. And regarding mechza, which is sugar you're going to see in a month from now, Rashbam refers to kuf mem gimel, we'll get to that point to see what that discussion's about. There's a tosi I'm not going to go through here about how we paskin Rabba Rav Yosef. It sounds like from this Gemara that machlok is Rabba Rav Yosef, he always paskin like Rabba. These are only the three times we paskin like Rav Yosef over Rabba, which goes against the Gemara and the Brachos, and Horius, which seems to say that Rav Yosef, that Sinai, Rav Yosef with Sinai, is better than Okiharim Rabba. So that's a discussion you have in Tosfos. I'm not going to go through. Okay. Gemara now says three lines down. Ha'isha es benava chulim. Now the Mishnah said, we pointed this out when we read the Mishnah, and the Gemara is going to ask this question. We added yesh nochlin manchilin, yesh manchilin velo nochlin. We had every one of the four permutations. So from the Mishnah we said that a son could be yorish or a nochil his mother, but he's not manchil to his mother. But the Gemara also said, from the mother's perspective, the isha is manchil velo nochil. So Gemara is going to ask, they're really, you know, two sides of the same coin. Why say both of them? If the son can be nochil but not manchil, obviously the mother can be manchil but can't be nochil. So the Gemara says, Hasulamali, what's the need to tell me that the mother, the b'na, she could be manchil but lo nochil? Tana l'resha. We already learned in the resha that ha'ish es imo, a man is yorish his mother, but not manchil to his mother. Ha'ish es ishto, and a man is yorish his wife, but he's not manchil to his wife. So why are we saying now from the perspective of the ones who can't be nochel but only manchil? It's again the same two sides of the same coin. So the Gemara says, "Hakamashman." This teaches us, "De isha as bina, dumya de isha as baila." We repeated this statement, even though it would have been, it's obviously logical from the first point, just to highlight that there's a connection between a woman and her son and a woman and her husband. Those relationships. What's the connection between a mother and a spouse, a wife? So ma isha. As baila in habal yorish as ishto bekever, just like with respect to a woman, a wife who dies. So although a husband is yorish as ishto, he's not yorish as ishto bekever. That means what? So if the wife dies and then the wife's relative dies, so the father-in-law dies, so you don't say the father-in-law's property goes to the wife who's now dead and then goes to the son-in-law. They lost that connection. Once the wife dies, any yerusha that comes in, that's called roi. Rashbam says that's roi. He's not no-tell roi. He's only no-tell muchsa. So that's when it comes to, everyone agrees to that case by the Baal. Ein ha-Baal yorish roi kuma muchsak. So too, the Gemara says, through the now the Mishnah, which is connecting these two halachas, af isha es bina ein ha-ben yorish es imo bekever lahanchil la'achen mina'av. So to a woman to her son. So if the woman dies, the mother dies, so the son is yorish the property. Now let's say after the mother dies, so then, let's say property comes to the mother, that can, now he's got brothers, let's say, so brothers from the father, but they don't share the same mother, he's got half-brothers. So now if the son dies, so now the mother gets property who's dead, we don't say the property goes to the mother bekever, to the son bekever, and then goes to the brothers, because the brothers who are sharing the same father now, are yorish the brother, it doesn't go to the brothers because they have no connection to the mother. So that's the idea. Again, there's a machlokas, how exactly this is, what's the mechanism here, or the mechanism that isn't working here, but that's the connection. It doesn't go through the kever. Just like, again, a husband is not yorish his ishto bekever, so to the son is not yorish his mother bekever to pass on to his half-brothers, mitzad ha'af.
He directly is yorish bekever, we said on the
parent. Yeah. He is, but he can't pass it to his brother. If he's dead, though, it doesn't go...
No, but he's already dead. He dies before the mother.
Well, no, it could be after the mother also, I think. Really. I mean, it may only before. Maybe right. No, maybe probably before.
Only before.
Right, so right. No, but then the mother dies, right?
He
then dies.
The mother dies.
So it doesn't go.
If something comes, you would say that it comes from her to him
right.
And then to the brother.
So it doesn't go that way. Only if he's muchzak does he...
What's the difference if she died first, and then he dies before the grandfather dies... Why would that be different? Because it didn't go down the
It'll be the same case.
I guess it would be the same.
Yeah.
So at the moment that the Yerusha comes, they're both dead. I guess it's the
right.
Same.
Any Yerusha, right. Any Yerusha that he's getting when he's right. Bekever
right.
Cannot go to his brothers from Mitzad Ha'av.
Does he get Ravi or doesn't he get Ravi?
No, the one who gets nothing. The one who's dead gets nothing. The question is, who's going to get off of what he should have been getting?
Right.
So brothers do not get Roy.
The
Roy would go to whatever next live relative would be there.
But if his mother dies before him, he gets the Roy?
Yes.
He does?
Yeah.
The husband doesn't, but the son gets.
Correct. Okay. Correct. Okay. The idea for Roy, by the way, is anytime there's a direct connection, then there is no, you get even Roy. Whenever there's a more of an indirect connection, a spouse or a brother, a half brother, that would indicate there would not be you would not get roi. I think that's the klal. Fine. The Gemara says that we're going to read these last few lines, but this is going to really get into tomorrow's daf. But we'll just get the ball rolling a little bit. The Gemara says Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Ben Rabbi Shimon. Interesting Rashbam here, just on these quoting the names, things we don't really pay much attention to. Rashbam writes, go like eight lines up from the bottom, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. He says, Mishum Dilohaya Rabba Muvak, Kamar Mishum. Whenever the word Mishum is telling us that it's not a Rabbi Muvak, it's a he learned from him, but not Rabbi Muvak, which is an interesting klal to know throughout Shas. Shilohur Gal Rabbi Yochanan Lomar Dvar Mishmo Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. We don't find in Shas that Rabbi Yochanan is quoting Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda rather, indicating that he's not his Rebbe. Amir Rabbo Yomar, when it's from his Rebbe, we have Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yana. It's a direct Amar, Amar, Amar. There's no Mishums in there. So whenever you see the word Mishum, it tells you that he heard from someone who wasn't his Rebbe Muvak. That's an interesting klal. Now, if those who have the Hagos Vitzionim on the bottom, the Os Hei, I assume all the art scholars in Masiftas have it, the regular ones don't. So I'll share with you what it says here. He quotes, I'm not sure who he's quoting from. He says, Ayin B'Seder Hadoros, there we go, Seder Hadoros, Bagdama. Shehikshe Mikama Gemaros, Shematzinu Lashem Mishum, Gam B'Talmud Muvak. We find many places that even a Talmud Muvak does use the word Mishum. That's Akasha from a few places on the Rashbam. So if you look at the Gilyan Ashas, sorry?
It's not a
cloud. It was a cloud, but the Gemara says in many places, every cloud has exceptions. So that's how the Rashbam would seemingly explain this. But if you look at Rabbi Kiveger in the Gilyan Ashas, he seems to have, I don't want to say better, but he quotes a Rashi in Chulin and Kufir Gimel. I looked it up, Rashi in Chulin, he says, whenever it says Mishum, it means he did not hear directly. Mishmua, he heard from someone else. I heard him, even though it could be his Rebbe, but he didn't hear Mipi the Rebbe, so that would explain all these Gemaras. Even a Talmud Muvak could use Mishum if he heard it Mipi Shmua as opposed to directly from him.
Maybe it could be both. I mean, maybe both could be true, that if either it's not his Rebbe Muvak, or if he didn't hear it directly, yeah, even from a Rebbe Muvak.
Either one. Right. Sure. The only way it's going to be directly Amar Amar if it's a Rebbe Muvak and you heard it him directly. Fine. So the Gemara now says Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Shimon. Davar Torah, there's a din deraisa that Ha'av Yoresh is Bino. A father is going to inherit his son. The Isha Yoresh es Bino. And a mother is also going to inherit her own son. Now we'll have to ask a question from the Mishnah. That's going to be tomorrow. But this is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. We'll see it's Machlokas tonight. But right now, this is the position here. Shinamar, how does he know that this to be the case? Because the Pasuk says, Matos. Matos implies two. Makish Mata Aim, the Mata Av. Right? Because the father is a Shevet, he's a Mata. And a mother is simply from a different shevet. You know, sometimes they could obviously have within the same mata, but matas mean there are two matos. So we acknowledge a mata from the father, we acknowledge a mata from the aim. So the Gemara says, Makish mata ha'aim, the mata ha'af. We have this hekish from the pasuk. Ma mata ha'av, av yorishes beno. Just like a father is able to yorish his own child, so too af mata ha'aim, isha yorishes es beno. So too, a mother, just like a father is Yoresh's child, so to a mother is Yoresh's her child as well. And Rashbam points out, Lav Dafka Ben, this even applies to Abbas, the same halacha that Davar Torah again, both the father and mother would be Yoresh or Yoresh's, their children. Okay, so we'll stop here, but tomorrow we're going to ask the obvious question. Our Mishnah says a mother isn't Yoresh's as a Bana. How could that be the case? And we'll get to that tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, short daf, this might be the Shah.